Parts 1. Now look at the instructions for Part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. One. Which postcard do they choose?
Shall we send Amy a postcard? I really like this one with the river.
But we're staying next to a lake, not a river.
There aren't any postcards with the lake. How about this one with the mountains?
No, that looks too boring. Let's send her the first one you liked.
Now listen again.
Shall we send Amy a postcard? I really like this one with the river.
But we're staying next to a lake, not a river.
There aren't any postcards with the lake. How about this one with the mountains?
No, that looks too boring. Let's send her the first one you liked.
Two. Where is the girl going next? Are you going to tennis practice, Sue?
Yes, Dad, but I need to go to the library first. I have to return a couple of books.
Oh, could you get me the newspaper then?
OK, I'll get it on my way back from tennis.
Now listen again. Are you going to tennis practice, Sue?
Yes, Dad, but I need to go to the library first. I have to return a couple of books.
Oh, could you get me the newspaper then?
OK, I'll get it on my way back from tennis.
Three. What time is the art class tomorrow?
Hi, Joanna. Are you going to the art class at 2:30 tomorrow?
Yes, but it starts later this week. The teacher won't be back from the school trip until 2:15.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Then I'll see you there at 3:15, right?
OK. See you there.
Now listen again.
Hi, Joanna. Are you going to the art class at 2:30 tomorrow?
Yes, but it starts later this week. The teacher won't be back from the school trip until 2:15.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Then I'll see you there at 3:15, right?
OK. See you there.
Four. What did Kathy's mother do on holiday?
How was your holiday, Kathy?
Brilliant. I skied the whole time and my brother went snowboarding.
But your brother is only 5 years old.
Well, my mother was with him. She usually prefers relaxing in the sun while we ski. But this time she taught him to snowboard.
Now listen again.
How was your holiday, Kathy?
Brilliant. I skied the whole time and my brother went snowboarding.
But your brother is only 5 years old.
Well, my mother was with him. She usually prefers relaxing in the sun while we ski. But this time she taught him to snowboard.
Five. How did Samantha get home from school?
Sorry, I'm late, Mum.
What happened? Was there a problem with your new scooter?
I didn't take the scooter today. Unfortunately, I missed the bus back home. So Adam's father gave me a lift.
Oh, he drives so slowly. That's why it took you so long.
Now listen again.
Sorry, I'm late, Mum.
What happened? Was there a problem with your new scooter?
I didn't take the scooter today. Unfortunately, I missed the bus back home. So Adam's father gave me a lift.
Oh, he drives so slowly. That's why it took you so long.
That is the end of Part 1. Part 2. Now look at Part 2. For each question, writes the correct answer in the gap. Write one word or a number or a date or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling his students about a sports centre for teenagers. Welcome to Georgetown Sports Camp. I'd like to give you some information. During your time at the camp, you will find 14 different sports, 5 indoor activities and 9 outdoor sports. If you want to do a sport, just write your name on the lists of the sports you would like to do. Now, clothes. For most sports, you can just wear shorts and a t-shirt. As we do both indoor and outdoor sports, make sure you have a pair of trainers with you, too. Lunch is served at the snack bar from 12:15 and 1:45. You will find sandwiches and drinks to buy there. But if you want salad or fruit, you need to go to the little shop near the bus stop. Don't eat too much, or you won't be able to run and jump. For each sport you do, you will get a mark, and each mark goes into your final score. If you get over 190 marks in total, you will get a tennis racket. The maximum score is 250, and those who get that score will win a surfboard. I hope everything is clear. Now listen again. Welcome to Georgetown Sports Camp. I'd like to give you some information. During your time at the camp, you will find 14 different sports, 5 indoor activities and 9 outdoor sports. If you want to do a sport, just write your name on the lists of the sports you would like to do. Now, clothes. For most sports, you can just wear shorts and a t-shirt. As we do both indoor and outdoor sports, make sure you have a pair of trainers with you, too. Lunch is served at the snack bar from 12:15 and 1:45. You will find sandwiches and drinks to buy there. But if you want salad or fruit, you need to go to the little shop near the bus stop. Don't eat too much, or you won't be able to run and jump. For each sport you do, you will get a mark, and each mark goes into your final score. If you get over 190 marks in total, you will get a tennis racket. The maximum score is 250, and those who get that score will win a surfboard. I hope everything is clear. That is the end of part 2. Part 3. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Colette and her father talking about some foreign friends. Sandy, do you remember the family we met on holiday in Austria?
Yes, they have a boy, right? Carl. He's 13 like me.
That's right. Well, they're coming to England next week. They've never been here, so I want to plan something fun for them. What do you think?
Well, they must spend a day in London. They could start the day by going on a tour bus around the city. Then they could go to the theatre or one of the many parks.
Do you think the boy will like that? How about going to a museum?
Actually, I found it a bit boring.
But everyone visits museums on holiday.
I think you should choose something outdoors, like a trip to the coast. Carl loves windsurfing.
I'm not sure his parents like windsurfing, though. Maybe I could drive them all to the countryside.
Why not? It's very relaxing, so I'm sure they'll like it.
Or maybe I should just call them and ask.
No, let's write a list of things they could do and then email it to them. They can choose what they'd prefer to do.
Good idea. Now listen again. Sandy, do you remember the family we met on holiday in Austria?
Yes, they have a boy, right? Carl. He's 13 like me.
That's right. Well, they're coming to England next week. They've never been here, so I want to plan something fun for them. What do you think?
Well, they must spend a day in London. They could start the day by going on a tour bus around the city. Then they could go to the theatre or one of the many parks.
Do you think the boy will like that? How about going to a museum?
Actually, I found it a bit boring.
But everyone visits museums on holiday.
I think you should choose something outdoors, like a trip to the coast. Carl loves windsurfing.
I'm not sure his parents like windsurfing, though. Maybe I could drive them all to the countryside.
Why not? It's very relaxing, so I'm sure they'll like it.
Or maybe I should just call them and ask.
No, let's write a list of things they could do and then email it to them. They can choose what they'd prefer to do.
Good idea. That is the end of part three. Part four. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a girl and her brother talking about a birthday party. What did the girl like most?
So, did you enjoy Elizabeth's party?
I did, but I think she should have invited more people from our school. I didn't know anybody there. Fortunately, I danced to my favourite music all the time.
Well, what I really loved was the cake. Elizabeth's mum made it.
I just had a little slice. You know I prefer eating sandwiches and chips at parties.
Now listen again.
So, did you enjoy Elizabeth's party?
I did, but I think she should have invited more people from our school. I didn't know anybody there. Fortunately, I danced to my favourite music all the time.
Well, what I really loved was the cake. Elizabeth's mum made it.
I just had a little slice. You know I prefer eating sandwiches and chips at parties.
Seventeen. You will hear two friends talking about a teacher. Why is she leaving the school?
Have you heard about Miss Jenkins? She's leaving the school next week.
Yes, I was really sad. But I understand she wants to live closer to her old parents. She's going to teach in a school near their house.
I thought she was bored of teaching and had changed her job. After all, she can speak four languages. She can travel everywhere.
18.
Have you heard about Miss Jenkins? She's leaving the school next week.
Yes, I was really sad. But I understand she wants to live closer to her old parents. She's going to teach in a school near their house.
I thought she was bored of teaching and had changed her job. After all, she can speak four languages. She can travel everywhere.
18. You will hear two friends talking about a test. What do they agree about?
How did you find the test, Ewan? It took me ages to finish it.
It wasn't as long as some of the other ones. I studied a lot for it, but it was still really hard.
Yeah, you're right. The ones we did in the first term were much easier.
Let's hope the next one will be better.
Now listen again.
How did you find the test, Ewan? It took me ages to finish it.
It wasn't as long as some of the other ones. I studied a lot for it, but it was still really hard.
Yeah, you're right. The ones we did in the first term were much easier.
Let's hope the next one will be better.
You will hear two friends talking about a photo. Which one does the girl want to use for a competition?
Look, Ted. Do you like my photo for the competition?
I don't know. What's so special about a tree in the middle of a field? I think the one with the butterfly is much better.
Yes, maybe you're right. It's more colourful. I chose black and white for the tree, but maybe it's a bit sad. Anyway, I'm sure Terry will win with her picture of the beach.
Now listen again.
Look, Ted. Do you like my photo for the competition?
I don't know. What's so special about a tree in the middle of a field? I think the one with the butterfly is much better.
Yes, maybe you're right. It's more colourful. I chose black and white for the tree, but maybe it's a bit sad. Anyway, I'm sure Terry will win with her picture of the beach.
You will hear two friends talking about afternoon courses. What is the boy interested in?
So which course are you doing this year?
Well, I really enjoyed learning to paint better last year, but this year I'd like a change. I love acting, and I'd really like to be an actor one day.
I know, but it's not that easy. Why don't you do the guitar course with me? I'm sure you'll like it.
I'm already learning to play the piano. Maybe I'll learn the guitar next year.
Now listen again.
So which course are you doing this year?
Well, I really enjoyed learning to paint better last year, but this year I'd like a change. I love acting, and I'd really like to be an actor one day.
I know, but it's not that easy. Why don't you do the guitar course with me? I'm sure you'll like it.
I'm already learning to play the piano. Maybe I'll learn the guitar next year.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Michael talking to his mother about a fashion show at school. Which clothes did each of his classmates make?
So how did the school fashion show go, Michael?
Oh, it went really well. Everybody enjoyed making their own clothes.
So whose was the best?
Well, Martha's trousers were the most surprising. She used her father's old coat to make them, you know.
And what about June? Every time I see her, she's wearing a new pair of shoes.
Yes, she is crazy about shoes. But no, she made a pretty skirt out of an old dress.
And James loves wearing ties, doesn't he?
Yes, but he didn't make one. He made a hat from plastic bottles. That was my favourite.
I'd like to see a photo of that.
Actually, I took some photos. Look, here's one of Steve. He made a very funny T-shirt.
It's great. And did anyone like your jumper?
I think so, but Walter's hoodie was much nicer than my jumper. He loves fashion. I'm sure he'll be famous one day.
Now listen again.
So how did the school fashion show go, Michael?
Oh, it went really well. Everybody enjoyed making their own clothes.
So whose was the best?
Well, Martha's trousers were the most surprising. She used her father's old coat to make them, you know.
And what about June? Every time I see her, she's wearing a new pair of shoes.
Yes, she is crazy about shoes. But no, she made a pretty skirt out of an old dress.
And James loves wearing ties, doesn't he?
Yes, but he didn't make one. He made a hat from plastic bottles. That was my favourite.
I'd like to see a photo of that.
Actually, I took some photos. Look, here's one of Steve. He made a very funny t-shirt.
It's great. And did anyone like your jumper?
I think so, but Walter's hoodie was much nicer than my jumper. He loves fashion. I'm sure he'll be famous one day.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.